Hello, I'm outside the stadium with lights here after Sunderland's 1-1 draw with Everton. A few boos at the end there, and it's now no wins in six for Steve Bruce's team. Started off pretty decently, great goal from Darren Bent, made by Kenwyn Jones, his 11th of the season, and then it all went a bit pear-shaped. Everton had loads and loads of pressure, far too much space in midfield, and sure enough came up with an equaliser through Fellaini near the end, and they certainly deserve their draw. I'm here with my good friend Simon Bird from the Daily Mirror. What do you make of that today, Simon?
I have to say, I think it was probably a fair result. Darren Bent's goal, excellent goal again, but it did come against the run of play. Everton had three chances before that. And in the second half, Everton were all over Sunderland. You know, it was a desperate defensive job, and the defence obviously cracked in the 85th minute. It's very disappointing. I mean, it's almost like the Sunderland's defence were lying so deep they were inviting Everton to attack them. And they had to crack in the end.
The lack of Lee Catamol in midfield certainly felt like a big deal today as well. He injured his hamstring, waiting to find out how serious that is, but really needed him against a very physical Everton midfield. Sunderland stay in 10th, but that's really more through luck than judgment, and it's a bit of a worrying time for Steve Bruce's team. What do you think's missing at the minute, Simon?
Well, there's definitely something missing. I mean, there's a lack of a flow in the team. I think his priorities really are to sort the centre backs out. If he could get a really solid centre back pairing, with Catamol and Sana protecting them, then that would really help the situation. But they're unable to grind out a result and just hold on in those last 10 minutes. That's two home games in a row now where they've conceded in the last sort of few dying minutes, and it's very disappointing. Definitely, defence is the priority to sort out.
And just finally, great to say the Stadium of Light almost sold out. 47,000 people here, nearabouts. It's just a shame that most of them will be going home disappointing. All the best. Bye.